It's Halsey with the Helicopter Podcast, and I hope you're enjoying listening to the podcast. But just to make sure that you are aware, if you would also like to watch the podcast, you can go to YouTube and check out the Helicopter Podcast YouTube channel. We post all of our podcasts to video format there. We're also doing a lot of really cool things over there, like vlogs. We did a bunch of fun stuff at HAI, including in-person interviews with all these amazing people. So do me a favor, head over to YouTube and check out the Helicopter Podcast. Hope you enjoy. What is up, guys? It's Halsey with the Helicopter Podcast, and I am joined with my good buddies, Jason Quinn, a.k.a. Quinny from The Real Rescue, and John Gray from the Hangar Z Podcast. We are collectively the Vertical Helicast platform, and we are just super excited about this mashup where we talk everything HAI. It's just around the corner. Guys, how are we feeling? Are we prepared? Are we a little overwhelmed? What's the general vibe right now?
Oh, I'm stoked. Yes, I can't wait.
Yes, and let's go.
I'm super excited. Vertical Helicast, if our listeners are unaware, is this year from Heli Expo, we're actually recording podcasts from the Vertical booth. So we're going to be doing in-person podcasts. I'm not sure about you guys. I have quite the lineup. I'm going to be talking with David Smith from Robinson Helicopters. I'm going to be talking to Bruno Evan from Airbus, CEO of Airbus. Brad Pedersen of MD, CEO. So we have some heavy hitters on the Helicopter Podcast. Who are you guys chatting with?
Well, we got Two Bear Air that we're going to have a conversation with. That's actually going to be interesting because you guys are going to join us for that.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot about
yes,
that.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's a good reminder. I'm going to have to put that in the old calendar. Thank you, John.
Hey, Quinny, what do you got lined up?
So I got a couple lined up. Actually, I'm going to be talking with the San Diego Sheriff's Department. I'm psyched to have them on because not only are we going to talk rescue, but we get to drop a little axe nest stories in there and how some of that system worked because they're going to be at Expo and we can go check out their booth, which I plan on stopping by. My buddy Jason Siegel, he's coming on to tell us some rescue stories from his paramedic days and then what he's been doing. His dad was on, so it's like super cool that I get him on. I've got another fellow swimmer, rescue swimmer brother of mine that's going to come out and sit down with me. So, Matt, it's going to be good. Plus our mashup, plus Two Bear. Yeah. You know what? I might have two a day. I might have to cut that back. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's almost too much.
I know I was filling out my calendar the other day, trying to kind of wrap my head around it, and it's filling up fast. Like with the podcast that we're doing, the other fun stuff we're doing, you know, Expo is what, like 10 to 4 every day or something like that. It's like there's no time left. I'm like on my calendar. I'm like, well, when am I going to do this? When am I going to do that? You know, I don't know about you guys, but like my favorite thing of HAI, and the thing that you can't account for on the calendar, is how many people you just run into that you have an existing relationship with, guys and gals that you haven't seen for a year or two. And it's like, so I'm already mentally planning like, okay, I have to go this time. I'm going to be here, but I know I'm going to bump into probably like 10 people on my way to that booth. But that's like the exciting part. I think it's like the one time a year where it's like a bunch of helicopter dorks. And I mean that in the best way, all come together to, you know, kind of showcase what our industry is all about. So I'm just looking forward to that. I think that this year with the Vertical Helicast and the platform that we're all working on, I think it's going to be the first of many, you know, of really cool collaborations and podcasts that we're doing directly from HAI. And I'm just super excited to be a part of that. Excited for the meet and greet on day two. I think the rumor is beers on Vertical and PAG. So that's exciting. So just lots of fun things happening. You know, it's just going to be a great show.
Yeah, kudos to Linda Reno and Mike Reno. They've created a really cool booth design. So you have to stop by at a minimum to see the booth that has been designed by the Vertical team. It's booth number 5716. We'll be across from PAG. So if you see PAG, look over, you'll see us. That meet and greet is going to be a lot of fun. On the Hangar Z podcast, we talk a lot about the benefits of these conferences. Education, networking, and training are critical to career success, in my opinion. So the fact that we're all going to be under one roof to do all those things is pretty awesome. You know, each of us have our own little shows that we go to. HAI is the one where you kind of incorporate all the different segments of the helicopter industry into one. So really exciting to be under one roof, to talk about all these things and to network. That's really what I think is of most value at these things. You know, the friends that we've made in the industry throughout all the years, you get to see them and you get to make new friends and increase that network that we rely on. So I love that side of it.
I don't know about you guys, but the podcast for me has become like this amazing network tool because of the platform. I've been able to make so many new friends through interviews. And so I'm actually really excited to meet with a lot of people that I've actually never met in person. And, you know, I think that's just the incredible part of what we're doing is like this network that we're building through our collective podcasts. Jason, I heard you're bringing some swag. What can we expect from the Real Rescue swag wise?
I'm bringing stacks of stickers. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to sticker everything. As a matter of fact, if all of a sudden there's tagged aircrafts, I can either confirm or deny if I did it or didn't do it. Just saying.
I'm gonna walk up to like the H60 in the Airbus booth, and there's going to be Real Rescue stickers littered all over the windscreen and all over the aircraft.
Only one per aircraft. I mean, I didn't say that.
Only
out loud.
One?
Well, I don't want to overdo it. You got to fight it. You got to put it in the spot where you're like, what? How did he get here?
Talking about
guys,
the
are you guys able to do any aircraft demos? I'm actually, John, thanks to you, have been setting up some exciting demo flights with Bell and Airbus. So get to go fly those products, check them out firsthand. I'm that's probably kind of what I'm most excited about. I don't get to fly a ton anymore. So anytime I'm able to go and fly the latest and greatest is pretty exciting.
Yeah. Bell's going to have the 412 EPX at the Expo. I believe they're flying out of Fullerton. So we're working on setting up some demos to go fly with them and see what that's all about. And that seems to be the latest and greatest for public safety aviation. A lot of agencies are using that for search and rescue, for firefighting operations. So it'll be neat to see that firsthand. Fulton's
John, do you
not
know if they're
going to
have are they going to have a hoist on it?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I mean, I think that if they do, Quinny should demo the hoist, right? I mean,
I'm just saying.
Maybe we hover over the harbor and Quinny can jump out.
Okay.
Into the water, of course. I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah. That'd be kind of cool. Jason, you certainly have the longest journey to HAI. What does that travel day look like for you to get from where you're currently the way to Anaheim?
So it's kind of cool because not only am so I'm pit stopping in Orlando, Florida on my way in. So I leave Saudi Arabia, I go to Orlando, Florida, and then into Anaheim. And then the reason behind that is because I go back to Orlando to work with a class. We're training / evaluating Seminole County Sheriff's Department with SR3 Rescue Concepts. So I get to do that for a couple of days and then head back to the desert. So yeah, I get it's a long
a
couple
long
weeks,
ago.
And it's going to be good. Yeah, it's going to be worth it.
Yeah, that's a big journey, man. I'm feeling pretty spoiled on this one. Same time zone. I think it's a direct flight that we're taking from Oregon directly to. I think we're going to John Wayne, which I think is right there in Anaheim, pretty much. Yeah. So I think travel wise, I definitely. I'm feeling a little bit thankful. Even going to Atlanta last year, 3-hour change, a couple different flights, you know, it's kind of the exhausting part. So it's exciting just to be able to kind of show up and be there.
Yeah. The fact that it's an Anaheim for me is really close. It's only an hour roughly drive from my house. And I'm extra thankful this year to be there because last year I was snowed in this time. So I had booked everything. I was, you know, supposed to be there. And we had a storm that came in and dropped 10 feet of snow on our community, which I don't know the last time we saw that amount of snow in a roughly 2-week period of time. So while you guys were HAI last year drinking beers, I was shoveling snow off my roof.
The funny part about that too, John, is last year was kind of like it's really come full circle because last year Mike Reno from MHM approached me at the show and we've had an existing relationship. And man, he was just so hyped about this concept of vertical helicasts and the fact that the Hangar Z podcast, your show, was going to kind of be spearheading and building this platform. And that, you know, Mike had excitement to add my podcast and also add the Real Rescue. And I think what people don't realize is like the amount of work we've all collectively put into our shows. I think it's, you know, you guys have done an amazing job at building your brand awareness, your presence, but just the amount of work it's also taken to now build this platform and everything that's happened in just 365 days. Like, it's really impressive to now be going to HAI, not just newly vertical helicast partners, but we've been doing this now for a few months and it's been an amazing journey so far. So I think it's really cool that here we are just 1 year later podcasting from HAI. For me, it's kind of this crazy, weird thing of like, I get the opportunity to share space with not just you guys, but the guests. You know, our guests that we have are incredible on all of our shows. And the fact that we get to sit down with these people face to face at the show and have insightful conversations for our listeners, it's kind of like a pinch me experience, like a pinch me moment. Yeah. Like, you know, I've always kind of just fake it till you make it. That's what I've done with the podcast. And it's cool that we're to this point, you know, and I'm grateful and, you know, excited that MHM has put so much into it. Rumor is, I don't know if this is true or not, but rumor is our podcast, Collective Helicast, is going to be plastered all over the buses at HAI, all over the headrests. I mean, people are going to not like, they're going to get sick of us, really. I mean, we're going to be everywhere. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah. No, kudos to MHM for creating this platform. True visionaries in our industry to come up with the concept and execute it in the way they have. It's been really cool to work with you guys, and I think we're elevating this type of content for the industry and the way it's, you know, merging and changing the way people consume information for our industry is great too. You know,
for sure.
Combining the podcast with the written side, with photography and videography, that concept is just, it's awesome. I love it. You know, I think of myself as a consumer of content, and that's what I like to see. So it's been really cool to see that develop, and it's only getting better, which is great.
And for me, it's been fun to listen to your guys' podcast because it's part of the industry that I'm not part of. I'm not in the law enforcement sector. I'm not in the rescue sector. So being able to hear your guys' personal stories, hear your guests' stories, it allows me to kind of vicariously live through those experiences. It's like an audiobook. Like I'm learning so much. And getting to kind of see a different part of the industry that I've never seen or experienced. And I think that's the neat part about the platform is because I think all of our listeners are able to collectively enjoy all three podcasts to be able to really get the full scope. John, what about the new edition? Are we able to talk about that at all with the MRO?
We can tease that a little bit. I've always felt like the mechanics in our industry are the backbone of what we do. Obviously, we're not going to fly anywhere if we don't have maintenance folks there to do what they do, the magic they create. So we're creating a podcast. It's going to be the Vertical MRO Podcast, and it's going to highlight all the good work that's being done by mechanics worldwide. All the stories that come to bear, the things that they do to get the aircraft up so we can complete the missions that we're all a part of. So I'll leave it at that. We're building that and developing that as we speak. So that's really exciting. There's some other podcasts down the road that we're working on as well. And as time moves on, we'll tease that a little bit. But yeah, the focus right now and in my excitement for the podcast is the Vertical MRO Podcast. That's going to be cool.
That's super cool. Yeah, I think it's just, again, adding just a new dimension to this already incredible platform. Again, for our listeners, please join us on day two, right? Wednesday. Am I saying that right? Day two, Wednesday. Yeah.
That's correct.
What time again? Is it three to four?
Three to five.
I need to know my stuff. 3 to 5, booth 5716. That's the vertical booth. As we've teased, there's going to be beer. So even if you don't want to come and meet us, at least come drink a beer. Thanks to Vertical and PAG for making that possible. I'm really excited to connect with our listeners. To hear your feedback, to chat with you in person. I think it's going to be a really good time. I'm so excited for HAI 2024. So busy, I can't even go to Disneyland. That's a little bit upsetting. But I guess I'll just have to go back and make a side trip.
Yeah. One thing I'll throw on top of that for that meet and greet, K9 Torque is going to be there. And I'm a big dog right. lover, and Canine Torque's doing some really great stuff for the veteran community and for the helicopter community in the same way. So Canine Torque will be there for photos, for some pets. And like you said, who doesn't want a good beer at an event like that?
Yeah, it's going
to
be awesome.
You know, John, it's going to be one of those things. We're going to have to like just announce it and be like, hey, what's the drink of the day? Oh, yeah. We're going to have to do that. We're going to have to record that when we drink our first one together. What are we drinking today, John? Let's go, Hangar Z.
One thing I want to touch on before we end here is two of your recent interviews, Halsey, because I believe both of those folks are going to be at the show. And Jason, I'd like to get your take on this as well. Aaron Fitzgerald, you had a really, really cool conversation with him. He's going to be there. I know you talked about meeting up a little bit with him. Would love to meet him and just kind of pick his brain a little bit, because he's done some really cool stuff. And then Jason Hill from Hill Helicopters, he's going to be there and displaying their aircraft, which I haven't seen in person. So I'm excited to see not only the people, but the aircraft. So that'll be cool.
Yeah, that's the cool part about HAI is just the people and the innovation. And Hill Helicopters, of course, is kind of the new OEM showcasing their HX and their HC-50. I don't think many people have actually seen the aircraft in person. You know, they did their unveil back in December, and this is kind of like their introduction to the industry. And so I'm excited for that. You know, if those aircraft, you know, come to fruition, I mean, it's going to really change the industry. And it's not just Hill, right? At HAI, every year you're seeing new concepts, prototypes, ideas. The helicopter industry is no longer stale, right? It's kind of moving now into the future. I know even there's going to be, I had another conversation with the CEO of Rotor. AI, which is the fully autonomous R22 and R44 platform. Again, not so sure how I feel about that, but you know, we're actually going to be talking about that on the show. I'm going to be asking the leaders of these OEMs their thoughts on autonomy, and you know what they foresee as pilots. You know, what does a pilot look like in the future? Because I think it's rapidly changing. Don't think we can get away from actually having a person in that seat. So, you know, excited to hear that feedback. Just walking the show, man. It's going to be incredible.
Quinn, you just interviewed Dave Callen, and he's going to be there with SR3, of course. So, you know, talk about that a little bit.
So Dave Callen came on, 2-part episode. Amazing. The guy has an incredible story. As a matter of fact, that was the second time he joined me on the podcast. He was one of the first guys that joined me, episode 4. I think it was episode 4. That's what I'm going to say anyway. And then he came back for episode 169. So that's
wow.
It's awesome. But yeah, he talked about a story of flying up at like 9,000 feet with the Huey. Amazing. And then he talks about 2 helicopter crashes that he was in and survived both of them. And just amazing stories. So he'll be at the SR3 booth. And then to make it even better for me, we've got Rob Monday, who will be at the SR3 booth. Steph Mayer at the SR3 booth. Lenny Cunningham at the SR3 booth. And then Brian Fishbook at the SR3 booth. 5 including Dave. 5 of the guys that have been on this podcast are going to be there in person. Yeah. And I get to like get a – I'm going to photobomb all of them. Let me throw one more in there because I've been texting with a buddy of mine. Renato, and he's actually coming from Brazil to come up to HAI to come hang out with us for a little bit. So
that's cool.
It's awesome. Yeah.
I'm a little nervous, Jason. I got to say for the, I'm excited, but you know, you invited us to this SR3, little get together and I feel like I'm going to walk around that show and I'll say, hey, what do you do? Oh, I rescue people out of helicopters or I was a rescue swimmer and what do you do? And I write emails. I sit behind my desk. I talk on the phone a lot. Occasionally, I record a podcast. I'm feeling like I don't know if I can stand up with these guys. I'm super excited to meet more of that group because, again, it's just such a sector of the industry I'm very unfamiliar with. So thank you for extending that invite to us. It's going to be super fun.
Yeah. The event's out there. And actually, if you go to SR3 Rescue's Instagram page, you can find out how to get there. I think there's only 100 seats or 100 tickets to get in. So for everybody out there, you better get on it if you want to go.
I bought my tickets the other day. I bought 3 tickets. And so I think I brought the ticker down to like there's only like 70-something left at least a couple of days ago. So, you know, you better get on it. Food truck's going to be there.
Yep.
The group from SR3. Super excited. So again, that's the fun of HAI, right? Is just being able to connect with all these like-minded individuals that are doing incredible things in the industry. I can't wait to finally meet you guys in person. I feel like, again, we've only been doing the platform for a few months, but I kind of feel like we already have this brotherhood of just excitement for what we're doing and supporting each other. So I can't wait to meet you guys in person and can't wait to meet our listeners again. 5716 is the booth number, 2 to 5 on Wednesday. Free beer. You got the Torque, the K9. I mean, it's just going to be a good time. So come say hi. John, Jason, I can't wait to see you guys at HAI 2024.
Heck yeah. All right.
It's going to be good. See you, boys. All right. Later.